Headline: Staked ETH exit queue reaches 45 days, highest in over 2 years. Published at 6:26 p.m., September 11, 2025. A growing number of validators moving to withdraw funds has caused a pronounced spike in the staked Ether (ETH) exit queue. Stakers must now wait for up to 45 days until their ETH becomes available, the longest delay in over 2 years. The number of staked ETH in the exit queue jumped 60% yesterday, rising from just over $1 million, $5.7 billion, to over $2.5 million, $11.7 billion. This is according to data from the Ethereum Validator Queue dashboard. The amount of staked ETH in the exit queue is now worth over $11.7 billion. Rush to queue for the exit. The sudden spike in queued ETH is down to Kiln's orderly exit of all of its Ethereum ETH validators. Announced yesterday, the precautionary measure follows the theft of $41 million worth of staked Solana from a wallet operated by Kiln. The funds belong to Swissborg, for whom Kiln acted as staking partner. Read more: Swissborg CEO blames $41 million loss on staking partner Kiln Anthony Sassano, founder of Ethereum ecosystem newsletter The Daily Gwei, was keen to get ahead of the FUD and is confident that Kiln's withdrawals will likely be restaked under a new setup. The volume of ETH waiting to be unstaked has been growing for the last 2 months. The growth in pending withdrawals coincides with ETF's mid-July pump from around $2,500 to almost $5,000 by late August. Despite the enormous quantity of ETH in the exit queue, the figure represents just 7% of the total staked. 35 million ETH, valued at $155 billion, currently secures the largest proof of stake, POS blockchain. Validator funny business yesterday, as well as the spike in queued ETH, a mass slashing event of Ethereum validators took place. Slashing is a security mechanism in the network's POS model, whereby validators operating incorrectly are subject to lose a portion of their staked ETH. According to the write-up from the ETH Staker page to support home stakers, the slashings were caused by operator error. The slashing appears to be due to conflicting attestations on anchor nodes. Read more: Solana validators play delay games. Toli wants them punished. Validators were also accused of playing games on Solana. The blockchain's co-founder Anatoly Toli Yakovenko called for punishment for validators who delay slots, steal rewards, and slow down the network. This recording is AI-generated. Get more crypto news at protos.com.